Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Tanzina Vega, and we're back with The Takeaway. On Monday's show, we looked at sports and activism in this moment as many leagues reverse their former stances against protesting for racial justice. And today we turn to one athlete who's decided to step off the court to do just that.
Montgomery off the bounce. Three is good and the foul. And Renee Montgomery will go to the line for a chance at a four-point play.
At the other end, Montgomery at the buzzer.
Yes!
The three!
Renee Montgomery is a WNBA guard for the Atlanta Dream, and she recently opted out of playing in the 2020 WNBA season to focus on her fight for racial justice and equality. Renee, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
So that was some exciting sound that we heard. Basketball is nothing short of fast-moving and thrilling. You're leaving it right now. What was the catalyst that forced you to feel like it was now the time?
I think it was a string of events. I mean, I think the whole world had an awakening when George Floyd was murdered. So that obviously triggered me. And then just talking to my mom about the stuff that she went through. You know, she went through a lot of things that I didn't even know about. You know, I didn't even start asking the questions until the George Floyd murder. So then when I found out the history that like my own parents went through, I would say that solidified that, okay, I'm not going to play and I'm going to figure, like, let's try to figure this thing out.
And when you're talking about the history that your own parents went through, your parents are?
So my mom is Berlia Montgomery, and she actually grew up in Detroit. So she was in Detroit during the Detroit riots. So when I called her the first night of the Atlanta riots, it was right, you know, around my place. And I told her, like, this is crazy. The people are rioting. And she's like, yeah, I lived through it, too. And it was almost like a sad moment because this is a generational problem. Like, she lived through it. Now, fast forward, here I am in 2020 living through it in Atlanta.
And you said when you were talking to your mom about everything that was going on, you said that your mom said that protesting is what people do when they don't feel heard.
Correct.
Why did that strike you?
Because that's what I have a platform. A lot of people hear everything I say. If I want people to hear what I say, I can just say it and people will hear it. Some people feel like they could scream at the top of their lungs and no one would hear them. And that's the unheard. That's when you start lashing out. If people aren't listening, you start lashing out. So that's why they say protests are the voice of the unheard, because that's the only way that the people can feel heard and feel felt. And so when she was telling me that and basically educating me, I started to get it, which is what kind of prompted me to go out to the protest.
We just opened the segment by talking about how suddenly a lot of sports leagues, you know, the NFL among them, surprisingly, have sort of suddenly decided that they're standing up for Black lives. They're accepting racial justice protests. You're a professional athlete. What do you think when you see all of these leagues that are suddenly making these changes right now? Are you encouraged by that?
Very encouraged, because, you know, even, you know, a lot of people are like, the NFL, there's no way they changed their mind. Well, even if the NFL didn't change their stance or their mind, the fact that they felt enough positive peer pressure that they had to say that, they feel that they have to accept people, that's a win. That's a big deal that the NFL, we know how strong the NFL stance is. So for them to even publicly say things that they're saying, that's a big deal, because they understand that this is the way America's going and they better get on board.
Renee, this isn't the first time that you used your platform as an athlete. After Eric Garner was killed here in New York by police officers, you and there were other players in the WNBA wore short shirts that said, quote, "I can't breathe" in protests. Back then, the league didn't approve of the protests and even fined some folks. We remember also folks like LeBron James and other athletes were wearing T-shirts, and he was criticized for that. So what do you think makes this time different?
I think when Black people were protesting before, it was Black people protesting for Black people's rights. That's why Black Lives Matter is the saying Black Lives Matter. In 2016, when we did that with Minnesota, people were really upset. They didn't understand that Black Lives Matter is not going against the police. It's not going against America. It's not going against the military. We have family in the military, too. You know, that's what we were trying to teach people in 2016. So Now, fast forward to 2020, you see businesses, Black Lives Matter on it. You see the NFL. You see NASCAR banning the Confederate flag. You see a lot of different things that are organizational. It's not just a protest. You see the chokehold getting removed, you know? So I think that for me, that's what makes it different. It's not just people protesting. There are things happening. And so that's why I want to keep the movement going. Right now, people are ready to listen. People are making changes. That might not be the case forever. We know it's not going to be the case forever. So while this is the case, that's why I'm stepping aside, because I want to keep this catalyst, keep this going.
You know, and I think as much progress as has already been made, I think about Bubba Wallace this week finding a noose in his garage. NASCAR just recently, you know, said that they would no longer accept Confederate flag imagery. And then that happened. So are you encouraged, despite these things happening, that there's still something positive to look forward to? I mean, can we really have faith that this is going to make change in the sports community at the very least?
We can. And when I see that the news as a publicity stunt, you know, that's literally a publicity stunt. But for me, that means that somebody's nervous. They feel like their NASCAR is changing, and they want people to know that we're still, you know, that the old fans are still here. You know, we saw a NASCAR driver literally retire because of the announcement that NASCAR was no longer having the Confederate flag be a part of their events. That it was ingrained in their culture. That people are lashing out because they feel like the old NASCAR is leaving. It is. Hi, new NASCAR. Like, it is.
And tell us what you're planning on doing with this time. I mean, you have a foundation, don't you?
Yeah, I have my own foundation. And because my mom has been in the education system for 30 years, she was a professor at West Virginia State University. I think education is going to be my thing. Me being a point guard as well, communication is one of my strong suits. So I think that we're going to start an education reform. I feel like our history books, they're a little bit not in chronological order. We have Black History Month in February, where they tell you everything Black, and then the rest of the year you go in chronological order. Why not put Black history in chronological order? Tulsa, the Tulsa Massacre, Juneteenth. Why wouldn't that just be where it belongs in the history books, not just an excerpt? And people don't even know about those two things, by the way, because I was on with a NASCAR podcast yesterday, and a couple of the guys were shocked to hear that so many people were killed in Tulsa. And I'm like, yeah, we know that. We learned that in the home. But it needs to be learned in the school. There needs to be some cultural education in the schools to where people can understand why people are so angry. Because a lot of white people are like, this happened 4 years ago. Why are you? No, I know things that happened to my mom. This is not a 400 years ago thing. This is a now thing. There was just a noose.
Mm-hmm. Renee, we've been talking on the show about little ways to find joy in this moment that's so hard. We've got about 30 seconds. You know what that means in real time. Is there one thing that you're doing to find joy?
I'm going to the protest. People are not taking my water because they'll be like, hey, there's an older group over there that needs some water. So I'm finding joy in the newfound humanity outside. Like, people are actually caring for one another, looking out for one another. So there's plenty of joy to be found there.
And we'll end on that. Renee Montgomery is a WNBA guard for the Atlanta Dream. Renee, it's been a pleasure. Best of luck.
Thank you.